This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of November, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Get out your tools and order some parts. Looks like you'll be able to repair your own iPhone now, at least according to Apple, and of course at your own risk. Yeah, Apple is opening up iPhone and Macs to DIY repairs, meaning they plan on to start selling parts and tools. Apple wants to give you the freedom to be able to do some repairs on your device without having to bring them to a store or a third-party repair shop. And they plan on starting with the iPhone 12 and 13, followed by Macs even, with the M1 chips. Now, as far as what you'll be able to do with your iPhone, you can replace your display, your battery, even your camera using parts from Apple at first. Apparently, there'll be other options coming later. Now, the program, which by the way is called the Self-Service Repair, will actually launch early next year and will be limited to the U.S. to start with, though Apple does plan to expand it to other countries soon after. Now, be forewarned, however, though, this is meant for only individual technicians with knowledge and experience in actually how to repair electronic devices. That means probably people like myself, and I'm sure a few of you out there shouldn't be opening the thing up to start with. Lots of hybrid things going on right now. Cars comes to mind. Why not a camera? Well, Fujifilm thought, why not? Get ready for digital and film at the same time with the Instax Mini Evo. Yes, it's a new digital camera that actually prints to Instax Mini Film. Yeah, that's right, you heard that correctly. It has to use its own special film. According to Fujifilm, it's designed with a premium and classy touch and has several retro elements, including top-mounted dials and a print control. Now, the more modern features has an LCD screen on the front and even includes 10 lens effects that can be combined and applied to photos. However, though, if you want to see the improvement, you're going to have to head on over to Japan, because that's where it's going to be issued first on December 3rd and won't be making its way elsewhere out into the world till sometime in February, at a cost that we're hearing around is about $200 US. Well, we all know about Spotify Free. Well, Tidal looks like they're ready to enter that category too. Yes, you heard that correctly, Tidal. In fact, Tidal's made a lot of changes to its subscription plans, particularly on the hi-fi side, but we'll get into that in a second. The first one nobody's seen coming, of course, was the free ad-sponsored tier. It actually launches in the U.S. starting, well, actually yesterday. It gives you access to their entire music catalog, and apparently with limited interruptions. Yes, ads. Streaming quality, however, though, will not be hi-fi. It actually taps out at 160 kilobits a second. Now, on the hi-fi side, things are changing there too. No more of that 320 kilobit MP3 streams. Nope, it's going CD quality now, and they've renamed it to Tidal Hi-Fi. That'll set you back $10 per month. Basically out there to compete with Apple Music and Amazon Music Unlimited. But if that's hi-fi now, what does that mean? Well, of course, there's option number three, Hi-Fi Plus. This will give customers access to Tidal's master quality authenticated audio, if you're willing to spend the $20 a month. And finally, Windows Media Player hasn't changed a freaking bit, has it? Yeah, that thing has looked the same since 6 XP. Now, with all joking aside, it has pretty much stayed the same through every iteration of Windows. That is, until now. Yes, Microsoft decided to dust off the old software tools, boot them up, and say, let's build a whole new media player. Its first big change since 2009. In fact, Windows insiders have already been able to start trying out the new Windows Media Player, the new app designed for both music and video playback. Yeah, just like before. Users will be able to quickly browse their library to find what they want to listen to, create and even manage playlists there. Plus, you'll see album art, info about the artist and their imagery, and this can all be done in the full screen mode or the mini player mode. Now, the app won't connect to any streaming services or anything. It will just add files from your PC's music and video folders. And of course, just like before, you'll have to tell the media player where to look for these things. If this is all sound familiar to you, well, it should. It's how media players work since, well, from the beginning. So what's really changed? Well, it's the design. The media player design now reflects the clean aesthetics of Windows 11, making it look nice and classy. And truth be told, it actually does look pretty good. Though, is it too little too late for the media player? Most people I know that are on Windows have already switched to something else a long time ago. got a story no one else is listening, well, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, BritishTechNetwork.com, is where you find this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. You can also find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be headed into the weekend right along with you, though we will be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.